One, good morning.
Hi, Grease Man.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to spill my guts.
All right, spill your guts, lady. Spill your guts.
Grease, I don't like to give snarlings.
You don't like to give snarlings?
No.
Trace that call and have this woman arrested immediately.
Well, my husband, he says I'm a bad girl.
Well, that's part of your marital obligation.
I just don't like to put that one-eyed viper in my mouth.
Well, why do you... Well, why not? Is it the nodules? Is it the fetid scent? I mean, does your husband expect to snarl it right after he comes home from a day working the forklift?
My husband wants to snarl and to fudge pack that thing, you name it, and he wants it.
He wants, well, you married the man.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to marriage, lady.
Well, let me tell you what he does. This is what I want to tell you.
Okay.
He says, you're a bad girl, and he says, I think you need a one-eye viper beaten.
Yeah.
He pins me down.
Yeah.
And at first, he's boingless, and he points that thing right at my nose.
Right.
And the bigger my eyes get, and the more I start laughing,
yeah,
the more tin huddy gets.
I like it.
And it just starts going, boing, 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 boing.
Well, you see, that's the whole thing about it. He likes the fact that heightens his excitement, that you are repulsed by the thought of the hideous nature of the doodad slapping your chin. He likes the fact that your nostrils flare at the fetid scent from a dank day spent in overalls without ventilation.
He likes it, but by the time that I get up, my blood pressure is like 200 and my face is...
Plum
red.
Yeah, I understand. But why don't you keep a can of Ready Whip by the bedside? You can hit that bad boy with it a couple of times, and that won't be quite so appalling when you perform your marital obligation.
Now, I have done it.
You have?
Yes.
To completion?
I did it to the point where he could not stand it any longer.
Really? And so there was...
Begged me to stop.
But you did not?
No, I didn't.
Did you continue till there was an actual voiding of the doodads?
Yes.
And did you ingest said material?
Yes, I did.
Oh. And
he begged me to quit. He couldn't stand it anymore.
But you just stood there smiling, grinning in the gelpin.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you sound like a bold woman. It sounds like you have a wonderful marriage.
We do. I don't know about those snarling sometimes, Grease.
I understand. Well, does he occasionally go south with the mouth or what?
Oh, yes.
Well, he will bury his face on occasion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He does it.
Well, then.
It's like he's eating a piece of
steak. Oh, yeah. Well, then, if he's awarding you this facial largesse, why is it you refuse to reciprocate?
Huh? I just can't do it, Grace.
You just can't? Well, you got to. You ain't got no damn choice in the matter. Get on it. Like a big dog. Like you like it, dear. I hate to be like a drill instructor in here. Come on, snorting. But I have a training film here. It's an old movie. Old Marilyn Chambers special. And we in the studio audience will watch The Perfect Snorling. Could we dim the lights, please? All right. Notice the cupping of the wand. Very important. That's something else. Now look at the way she's working that bad boy. Yeah. Working it like she means it. Yeah. Yeah. Look at them nodules. Back and forth. Yeah. That's it. Look at the way the camera pans up to the guy's face. Now tell me he's not loving life. There, he got his teeth clenched, his eyes shut. That's it. Now this movie's called Pull Away Blast. At the last minute there's a pull away and then blast. But here we go. Now look at that speckling direct between the eyes. Ah, look at that. Oh man. Look at that face. My God. All right, now you want to see something really wacky? We roll the film backwards. And it looks like an aardvark snorting milk. Look at this. Unbelievable, isn't that?
Mega Shrek. DC 101.
Attention.